Begin the current and final daf Masechtas Tmura daf Lamadalt. Begin 7 lines down at the top of the Amud, with the Gemara begins to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, and that is related to the Mishnah before that, which spoke about the topic of this parak regarding Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis, and said that there are times that Emesu Yikaveiru, if it dies, it has to be buried. So our Mishnah spoke about categories of the Elin Hanigvarn. These are things that have to be buried, and then spoke about also categories that have to be burnt. So one of the items mentioned in the Mishnah was Sarhan Nazir Yikaver. The hearer of the Nazir, the one who takes a vow not to partake of wine, not to contaminate with a dead person, and specifically to grow his hair long, the halacha is the hear from the Nazir, Yikaver has to be buried. Says the Gemara, Rami Le Tavi L'Rav Nachman. Tavi posed to Rav Nachman the following contradiction. On the one hand, stand with it in our Mishnah, Sarhan Nazir Yikaver, the hearer of the Nazir has to be buried. On the other hand, Biriminu, it seems to be contradicted from the Mishnah Masechtas Arla. The Mishnah says, Ha'irig Maloi Hasit. Someone weaves the measurement of sit, which Rashi here translates as the distance of the thumb to the finger right after that, as far as a person can distance the two of them. So if someone weaves that amount, mitzemer b'chor, from the wool of a firstborn animal, which is forbidden to have benefit because it's kachim, it's a sanctified animal, and he weaves it bebeged into a garment, so you dalek habeged, so the garment has to be burnt, because it has something forbidden to have benefit inside of it. Now, by garments, we use tzemer, which is wool, and by the sack, which in the next case, the sackcloth, we use here, because that's the normative. With wool, you make garments. With here, you're going to make sackcloth. And similar halacha, which is where the contradiction is from, misar ha-nazir, from the hair of a nazir, or petach ha-mar, or the hair from the firstborn donkey, which are also forbidden to have benefit, besak, if they weave it into a sackcloth, yidolik ha-sack, so the sackcloth has to be burnt. So our Mishnah said, Yikaver is buried, which is from the category of Nikfarin. Yet here we have a Mishnah Masechtas Arla that seems to include in the category of Nisraf, and that there's things that have to be burned. So he answered him, and he said, not a difficulty. Khan in our Mishnah is Benazir Tameh. What happens is that there's a procedure, and the Nazir is not supposed to become Tameh. If it becomes Tameh, he has to cut off his hair. He starts over. The hair from a Nazir Tameh, that is not burnt, that's buried, like our Mishnah said. The Mishnah Masechtas Arla was talking about the pure Nazir, when he finishes his procedure, there the Torah tells us his hair has to be burnt. Like it says, V'nos na le'esh, the hair is put on the fire that the Shlam is cooking on. But by the hair of a Nazir that became Tameh, although it's forbidden to have benefit, it doesn't say anywhere that it has to be burnt, and therefore it's not a difficulty. However, Amalei, but he said back to him, okay, Shanisa Nazir Nazir, you resolve the contradiction of Nazir, where in our Mishnah it says it's buried and the Mishnah Arla says it's burnt. But Petach Amar Kash, but you still have the difficulty. Our Mishnah says that the firstborn donkey that has to be buried, and here we have that regarding the hair of the firstborn donkey that has to be burnt. So Ishtik Vilei Maloi Bilei Midi. So he was silent to Rav Nachman was silent to Tavi, and he didn't say anything. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Midi Shemilach Bad, did you hear anything how to resolve this contradiction? So Amalei, he says, yeah, Hachem Rav Sheshar. Rav Sheshar resolved it as follows. Khan, over here in the Mishnah Masechtas Arla that says that Yidolik that has to be burned, that's talking about where the hair of the Nazir and from the Petach Hamar, from the firstborn donkey, was woven into Besak, into a sack, as the case said. Where there, if you're going to say that you bury it, people might come to benefit from it, because since it doesn't get disintegrated for a long time because it's part of a sackcloth, so therefore we say you have to burn it. But Khan in our Mishnah is Besar, is the here by itself, where it's not woven into anything. There it disintegrates quickly, and therefore it's no problem, whether if it's from a Nazir Tar or a Nazir Tamei or from the Petach Hamar, the halacha is that you could bury it. And that's how you resolve the contradiction. Now, Yid Manami Soto, we learned that these two reproaches were brought to resolve, that Amr B'Yisir Reb Chanina, he says, Khan Besak, and the Mishnah says it's early, is told my where it's part of a sackcloth, then you got to burn it. Khan Besar, and our Mishnah is told my where it's the here itself, there the halacha is that you could bury it because it's going to disintegrate quick. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, I mean, he gave it the resolution, Khan b'nazir tahar, like the first approach, in Mishnah Masechtas Arla is talking about the hair of a nazir that's pure, that's where the Torah says has to be burned. Khan b'nazir tamei, in our Mishnah is talking about where it's a nazir that was tamei, and there the halacha is that it can be buried. And both of them could be talking about part of a sackcloth. Now, but that doesn't answer the question regarding Petach Hamar, like we had asked in that first interpretation, which the Gemara later on is going to explain that according to Rebbe Lazar's interpretation, he's going to resolve it a different way based on the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. But first the Gemara asks and says, Amar Leh, where it's Rav Tavi, says to him back, he says, but why, how do we understand the Mishnah Masechtas Arla in the first place? Why, if it's part of a sackcloth, are you saying that you dolik hasak, that the sackcloth has to be burned because you have some hairs that are forbidden inside? But Livatil, that hair should be nullified in Sak Beruba, in the sackcloth, based on the laws of majority. because the way the case was said was sar nazar or petach amar bisak is woven into a sackcloth, which sounds like a few hairs of the petach amar from the nazar is in this large garment that's permitted. So why don't you say the classic law of bitl barayv that's nullified in the majority? Now, Rashi brings that if one would ask, but the Gemara says in Masechtas Nidah of Samech Alfa Mebeis, if you have a garment that climb, a forbidden mixture of wool and linen was lost inside of it, so the halach is brought that you're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, because it's forbidden to have benefit. Well, what do you mean? Why is it forbidden to sell it? Why don't you say the same question we're asking over here, that little bit of climb should be nullified in the majority, that one thread of climb, as the Gemara is saying over here? Says Rashi, it's not a difficulty, because by klayim, obviously we don't say bitl b'rayv, because the primary isser of klayim, a forbidden mixture, is only through a mixture, because actually the Aramaic translation of klayim means a Reuben is a mixture. Obviously we're not going to say it's nullified, it's that actually that little bit of wool or a bunch of linen, whatever it is, that's actually the isser. But the question over here is, you have something that's not that isser of klayim, a hair of petach amar or that of a nazir, ask the Gemara, that should be bitl b'rayv. Some Rapapi says, yeah, maybe we would usually say that. But here we're talking about Bitsipurta, where he made from the prohibited hairs a figure of a bird in the sack, where that's considered chashav, that's significant, where it beautifies the whole sackcloth. Something that's chashav in halachas of Tarevis of Bittel do not become nullified. So says the Gemara, Bitsipurta, but if you tell me from the forbidden hairs they made of image of a bird, so Lishlafinu, so you know where it is. So just remove it, and that would permit the rest of the sackcloth. Why do you have to burn the whole sackcloth? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, he says, Homani, who's the Tana over here in the Mishnah Masechtas Arla, which the Gemara assumes right now, what he was answering was, yeah, who is this that goes stringently, which, although maybe you could remove it, but we're going to go stringently, we're going to say that you have to burn it, it's Rabbi Yehudi. Dama imrotz l'hachem alatzman, like we said in our Mishnah, he says, if a person wants to be stringent on himself, lishrof esan nikvar, that if he wants to burn what's buried, Rishai, he's permitted to do that. Say Roso. So on that, Amalei said back to him, Kokashalon Lishfaninu, we're asking you that there's a way to rectify it. You can remove those forbidden hairs because you know it's in the bird. Vaat Mukman Lo Krebudin, you're going to tell me to answer the question to say that it's like Rabbi Huda? What do you mean? When there's a way to rectify, does Rabbi Huda say to be stringent and burn it? But who would do that? You don't have to waste the rest of the sackcloth. So then he said to him, no, this is what I was saying. You're right. If you could remove it like the way you asked it, if it's a figure of a bird, then yeah, that's very good. Of course you could do that, and the rest of the sackcloth will be permitted. Vimla, but if not, in other words, the question that you would ask that was originally asked, it's going on that other point that we had addressed, like we said in the interpretation of Belazar, that what are you going to do with the contradiction of Petach Amar and Petach Amar? On the one hand, the Mishnah Masechtas Arla says it has to be burnt. Our Mishnah says that it's buried. So that's what he's telling him. Don't answer regarding like the contradiction we said by Nazir, oh, that here it's talking about that's in the sackcloth, and here it's by the hair itself. So he says, no. Ukma k'Reb Yehuda. He says, explain that the Mishnah Masechtas Arla is going like Reb Yehuda entirely regarding both questions of Nazir and Petach Amar, and then they will answer both questions. Dama that he says, someone wants to be stringent himself to burn that which was buried, Rishai is permitted to. So you're right, he's not addressing the question that it should be batal b'rayv, says the Gemara, you're right, it would be batal b'rayv. But we said it's not because it's in that tzipur. It's a chashav thing. So the Gemara says, so you can remove that and then the rest would be permitted. Yeah, of course, he agrees to that concept. What he was saying was, to answer the question of Haman Rabbi Yehudi, was going on the other element that we had mentioned, regarding that we had the contradictions of Petach Amar, that's not answered with the approach of here is talking about by Sak and here is by the Sar. And that's what he's saying, that you could go ahead and resolve it just by explaining the whole Mishnah Masechtas Arla like Rabbi Yehuda, and that would avoid any of the problems. You're right, the halacha is like our Mishnah says, that those two things of Petach Amar and Nazir could be buried. But that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you want to be stringent on yourself and burn it, then that's what it was pointing out, his opinion, that then you could go ahead and burn it. Now the Mishnah then said, Ve'elu hin hanisrafin, and these are things that categorical that they are burnt. So Amar, the Tana of the Mishnah said, one of the items was chametz b'Pesach yisraf. If I have chametz on Pesach, you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, Sas matanik Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah was anonymous like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar ain beer chametz, El Shreif, he holds that to eliminate the chametz is only through a way of burning. Moreover, the Mishnah said, Truma Temeya, regarding Truma that became Tameh, the Arla and the forbidden fruits of a tree in its first 3 years, Chulu, etc. Then it said, that which is normally burnt has to be burnt, and that which is normally buried has to be buried. So says the Gemara Hakei. So what's that referring to? As we had alluded to that in our interpretation of Mishnah, Eichlim Bisreifa, the food items like of Arla, those things that burnt, Mashkin, which are not burnt, are Bekfur, those are the things that are buried. The Mishnah continued. It says Chatas Sa'if Chulu. So too applies to the bird Chatas of a situation of doubt, as we had explained in the Mishnah regarding a woman's not sure if the birth that she gave was a valid birth or not, so she has to bring a carbon. So the bird carbon is allowed to be done in the state of doubt. We have in Machlekes in the Mishnah, what should be done with that? Tanna Kamma says that's one of the Nisrafen. Yehuda says, no, he says, Yetelenu la'ama. So Tanya Linder Bai said that explains his opinion. Amr Yehuda says, Chatzis Eif Abal Asafik, regarding the bird Chatzis that's brought in a situation of doubt, Yetelenu la'ama, you put it in the canal that runs through the Azara, the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash, U'menatcha Eivr Eivr, and he elaborates a little bit, he says, that you cut it into limbs, Bezerk la'ama, you throw it into the canal, U'meskalkelis V'ylechis Anachal Kidron, then it flows and goes through, because the bird is a lightweight thing, goes down to the Kidron Valley, and that's how we eliminate this Chatzis Eif that's forbidden to have benefit from it. Now the Mishnah said, anything that's buried is not burnt. Anything that's burnt is not buried. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason that those things that are buried are not burnt? Not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Mishum, the nekvaron, a foreign aser, because the things that are buried, they're dust, they're forbidden. The nisraf and a foreign mutter, whereas the things that are burnt, their ashes are permitted. Now, if we're going to burn something that's supposed to be buried, and we know burnt things, their ashes are permitted, some might come to permit the ashes of those things, which are really forbidden, because one of the nikvar. Says the Gemara, nikvar and afar and us, is that really so? The things that have to be buried, those categories, their dust is forbidden? But Vatani, we'll learn the Braisa as follows. Damanida, the blood from a woman that was menstruating. Uvisar hames, or the flesh of a corpse. Even though the Gemara says, himself, this nida, definan dalam abeis, that these things, they contaminate whether if they're moist or dried up. But that's just if it dried up. But shenifrechu, if it became totally like dust, totally crumbled, then tahirin, then they're pure if you don't have at least a spoonful of the dust, which is called the moly tarvet of rakiv. If you don't have that amount, then these things, they're not going to be tamei. They will be tar. Says the Gemara, my love tahirin and mutarin, isn't it telling us that, yeah, not only is it tar, but it's actually permitted, it's not considered like that element at all anymore, and it would be permitted to have benefit from these things. Now the thing is, the meat of the flesh of a corpse, of a dead person, are from the things that have to be buried. And yet you're telling me that his dust is going to be permitted. That contradicts the concept that we said to explain the halacha of a Mishnah, that nikvarin, ifarin, are aser. So it's Gemara, no, it's not a difficulty. Taharin, basturin. All it's saying that these things are tar, regardless of the laws of ritual impurity, it's not going to contaminate, but still forbidden, still considered b'sar hames, that it would be forbidden to have benefit. Masar Rav Pinchas, but Rav Pinchas continues asking, he asks from a braisa. Eila sa'if shenismatza dama, a bird carbon oil that's burned on the mizbeach, where its blood was squeezed out, which means to say that its mitzvah that had to be done with it, which is to spray the blood and have it squeezed out, was already done. So then, murasa b'neitza shela, so its crop and its feathers, which are usually things that have to be buried, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Sechlis Yumid of Chafalv Meralv, that its crop and its feathers and the ashes that were from the inner Mizbeach and the Menorah, they have to be absorbed in their place where they put on the ground. They can't be utilized. But, says the Braisa, Yotzim Medei Me'ila, there's no mahalacha of misappropriation, because once a mitzvah is done already, there's no Me'ila on that kachem. Says the Gemara, my love Yotzim Medei Me'ilu, Mutarin, isn't it saying that not only is there no halacha of misappropriation anymore, but that they're even initially permitted, if let's say someone goes and digs up those ashes, that it's permitted. But these are things that have to be buried, and you told me that the ashes of things that have to be buried, that they're usr. Says the Gemara, no, Yotzim Medei Me'ilu, all it said was that there's no halacha of Me'ila, but Vasurin is still forbidden, because yes, the afer of things that are buried are forbidden. Now the Gemara asks on the other part of the halacha. So you're telling me, benisraf, and those things that are burnt, like in the hektish, one of those are, as we said in the Mishnah, regarding items of hektish, that have to be burnt, if they're possible. So you're telling me they're efar mutter, that there the ashes are permitted? But v'tanya in the Braisa, that says, kala nisrafen, all things that have to be burnt. Like we said in the Mishnah, chametz on Pesach, truma that became tamei, arlo, klai akarim, all of them efar mutter. Their ashes, once they're dust, are permitted, let's say if you want to use them for laundering garments. Chutz, but there's two exceptions. Be'efer asherah, the dust of an asherah, which is the avodah zarah tree. Ve'efer the hektish lo'il maser, and the ashes, the dust of hektish, is always forbidden. Now, first the Gemara, the one who's asking the question, who's bringing from the Braisa, first clarifies that you shouldn't ask an internal contradiction from the Braisa itself, that since we're pointing out that the dust of the Atzei Asherah and the dust of the Hektish are both Aser, so why are they said independently? Why don't you just say Chutz Me'atzei Asherah Ve'efer Hektish and don't say Lo'elam Aser, which yeah is only applicable to Hektish, but put them together. So the Gemara clarifies and says, the reason why they weren't set together as one item is because they're not really the same. Because the Asherah, the Avodah Zarah tree, could be nullified by a non-Jew. As the Gemara says, Avodah Zarah, how do we know a non-Jew could invalidate his idol? Because it says, Pesile Eliheim, that they could actually invalidate their idols. Whereas Hektish ain't lebetele lamas. Hektish can never be nullified forever. So therefore, they're not set together. But one thing says the Gemara, Katani Mia, we learn, Afer Hektish loilamas, the dust of Hektish is always forbidden. You told me that the Nisrafin, which includes Hektish, their Afer is mutter. So Amar Rabbi Bachamai says, no, it's talking about a specific case. Yes, our concept is true. Whatever is burnt, the ashes are permitted. But regarding to the halacha that you just quoted, it's kagain de nafla de leka ba'atze hektish me'alau. It's talking about where a fire takes a hold of the woods of hektish by itself. And the Gersa takes out the next four words. De lo have a inish de limo, where there was no person who committed me'ila, de lepik efarin lechulin, that should then remove the ashes and make it unconsecrated. Meaning, had a person went and lit this thing on fire, so the one who's doing the fire, he committed me'ila, and whenever me'ila is done, that removes that item, like in this case, the ashes would be then chulin, would be considered unconsecrated. Now, here, that wasn't done, so therefore it retains its sanctity. Now, whereas all the different items we mentioned in our Mishnah that we said has to be burnt, that's even without me'ila, that then the ashes will go out and be considered chulin. Why? Because they have a lower level sanctity, because they're all things that are invalid. Like even the case of kachim we mentioned in our Mishnah, were kachim that became invalidated. Now, whereas here that we're saying in the Braisim, that Afer Hektish is Aser, what do you mean? Hektish is from those things that have to be burnt, and you tell me the ashes should be permitted. That's what the Gemara is answering. That's where no Me'ila was committed. And since no one did Me'ila, so therefore it's going to retain its sanctity, because we're talking about Atzei Hektish, not something that was invalidated. Regular Kachem wood. If something was done to it intentionally, so that would remove it. If it was from the lower level of things, like we say in the Mishnah HaNisrafim, then yeah, even by itself, it would go ahead and Afer would be Mutter. Here we're talking about Atzei Hektish, that it was done by itself, it happened not through a human intentional action, therefore the sanctity is going to remain. But that doesn't contradict the concept we're talking about. Or another approach of Shemayam, he says that actually, Kitan Yohamasnita, when did we learn this brace that says that the Afer of Hektish is Aser, was Betrumas Hadeshin Tanya. It's talking about a specific case of the Trumas Hadeshin, which is that there's a fistful of ashes that are taken off by the Kohen every single morning, and he puts it near the altar. As the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Masechta Yumin Daf Chof Dalet Amud Alef, it says over here Veheirim, it says over there by the Mincha Veheirim, just like over there is a fistful, so over here is a fistful. The La'olam Aser, that is a specific halacha over there, that those ashes of Hektish are always going to be Aser, because that's a special Gezeis custom, but that doesn't contradict the halacha of our Mishnah, of regular Hektish, that yeah, the Afer is going to be Mutter. Because the Tanya, like, learned the Braisa regarding the halacha of Trumas Hadeshin, it says, V'samay Eitzel HaMizbech, you should place those ashes, which were burnt from all the karbonos on the middle Mizbech, you should put it near the altar, near the Mizbech on the side. When it says you should place it, that means benachas, that means calmly, not throwing it. V'samay, when you say you should place it, is kulay all of it. And V'samay, when it says to place it, is shalei yafaz, it shouldn't be spread around. But one thing is that we see that it has to be placed over there, so since it has to be buried, therefore, it's forbidden to have benefit. But you're right, regular ashes of a hektish, that's what the halacha of the Mishnah is included when we say, kol nesrafin, efarin is mutter, and therefore that doesn't contradict the concept that we said, that hanegvarin, not like a Behuda says, no, you can be stringent, burning is for sure better. Said, no, the chacham hold that if you're going to burn it, then you're going to think that it's permitted, because that's the difference in the gvarin and nesrafin, that in nesrafin, the efar is mutter, even in the case of hektish, that was nifsalu, whereas in the gvarin, the ashes are forbidden. Which I'll return to you, the seventh parak, which spoke about this halacha of kachim, the contrast first of kachim mizbech and kachim betik abayis, and then other related halachas. We have concluded Masechtas Tumur, which spoke about primarily the concept of trying to exchange the sanctity of a carbon onto another animal, where then actually both of them possess the sanctity of the carbon, not removing the sanctity of the original carbon.